Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Soul Seekers podcast, where we believe that hunting has the power to transform lives through primal adventure as we share our mission of mentorship is conservation. To learn more about everything we do, check out our show on Carbon TV or go to soulseekersnation.com. Freedom on, everybody, and stay soulful. This podcast is also proudly brought to you by Onyx Hunt. When I first got into hunting, I kept hearing all about public land and different access and how to find different locations to hunt. I was like, well, how are people even identifying all this stuff? Well, sure enough, I came across the number one hunting GPS app, and that is Onyx Hunt. If you guys want to get better at hunting and go deeper into your scouting, Onyx Hunt is the number one GPS app for that. Join the millions of hunters who trust Onyx Hunt to find more game, discover new access, and hunt smarter. It was a game changer for me, and I know it's going to be a game changer for you if you've never used it. If you have used it, you know the power that it holds. Guys, I really hope you enjoy this episode. If you want to know more about Onyx, go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and check out their app. Be blessed, freedom on, and stay soulful. All right, guys, if you're in the market for a new hunting rifle this coming year, look no further than a Kelbley's rifle. I've been rocking their Coda rifle for the last couple seasons and have had great success with it. It's an amazing shooter, and every time I put one of their rifles in somebody's hands, they're like, oh, I gotta get one of these. Kelbley's holds over 92 world and national records that are either broken or set on one of their actions or rifles. So they really set a higher level of accuracy. If you want to know more about Kelbley's rifles, go to Kelbley.com. That's K-E-L-B-L-Y.com. Tell them Johnny Mac sent you with Soul Seekers. And go enjoy shooting that much more in this coming hunting season. Be blessed, everybody. Go check out Kelbley Rifles. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode live from SHOT Show here in beautiful, well, I don't know if I'd say beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada.
Parts
but
of it are beautiful.
Yeah, there we go. Well, beautiful guests. We got Julie McQueen, the president of Carbon TV, the platform that I want to make sure that all of you get exposure to and get to watch, because I heard a certain show on there in podcast, Soul Seekers, is not so bad, and you know there's other cool content on there as well. But without further ado, the star of the hour, Miss McQueen, how are you?
I'm so good. That's a great introduction. I feel like I should record that and just play it, like
you can use that as I walk
into rooms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I totally. Today I left my hotel room and I was like, let's get this. And I said it when I was opening the door, and there was a guy out in the hallway,
oh, nice.
And he looked at me and he was like, feeling good. I was like, oh yeah, let's go.
We need more of that in the world. We need more people to like shout affirmations at other people randomly.
Yes. We need hype men.
Yeah.
We need
you're a good hype man. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
That's what goes back to my DJ days. Like, bur, bur, bur. Are you ready? Yeah.
I love it.
I like to party.
Yeah. I know. And now it's, you know, just yelling affirmations at people.
Yes. You know what's amazing about affirmations? Is people don't know how to handle them.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. They get overwhelmed.
Where did you learn your ways of affirmation? And start understanding the power of it.
Yeah. Probably just surrounding myself with the right people. Because it's not something that was really taught, you know. I mean, I wasn't brought up in a household like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think just kind of putting the right people in my life and learning from observing how other people talk to themselves.
Yeah.
You know.
The power of the spoken word.
Yeah.
So powerful.
Yeah. Once you put it out there, it's real.
Yeah. It's like squeezing the trigger on a gun or loosening an arrow.
Yeah.
Once it's going, you can't get it and bring it and put it back.
It's what we say matters. It really does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've become better at that.
Have you?
It's like speaking things, you know, that I want to speak into fruition. Manifest? I've really... You know, maybe because I'm with my dog Banjo all the time and I say it to him, which counts.
Yeah.
You know, so he's just full of this positive affirmation all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, yeah, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's important.
Did you know I have a contract with myself?
I think the first time I ever talked to you, we talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a powerful, inspiring, loving leader.
Right.
And I get to repeat that to myself all the time because I am. And if I'm ever feeling like I'm not,
mm-hmm.
like, wait, hey, slap in the face. Let's go, baby.
Right.
Like,
the movie Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You are a badass mother who don't take no crap off of nobody. Say it again. Like, that right? was my first experience to affirmations and positive speaking.
Right. I mean, I have the words I am tattooed on my wrist.
Ooh.
You know, it's important.
Yeah.
It really is. It's good for me to see that every day, and I can fill in the blank for that day. Yeah.
I am amazing. I am beautiful. I am powerful. I am whatever you want to be.
You can be, all of the things. And you better say the good stuff.
Right.
It comes true.
You know, I, as a parent, I have three small boys, and like, parenting is hard. And the saying, like, where people say, "What are you, stupid?" Or like, the kids hear that, and then they're like, "Oh man, am I stupid? Mm-hmm. Is this real?"
Right.
Like, no. And we gotta stop speaking that over other people as well.
Right.
And ourselves.
That's right.
You gotta put your oxygen mask on your first before you help other people.
It all starts with us opening our hotel room doors and shouting affirmations at people walking by.
Yes!
That's how the good days start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, I heard a joke one time. Maybe it was a comedian talking about graffiti.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you know, everyone hates graffiti, but what if it's like positive graffiti? Like, "Hey, you look great today," spray painted on a wall.
Right.
"I hope you have a great day."
I love it.
Like, would that change the world?
I feel like it might. It would change some people's day for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Make them smile.
Yes. Okay. So before we get into the Carbon TV content and talk, which is so amazing all by itself, and it's so incredible what you've done with it, I got a question for you. This is my very first SHOT Show.
Oh,
ever.
This is your first SHOT Show?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
I'm a SHOT Show virgin.
Welcome. Welcome to SHOT Show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's an experience.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes.
This many people in one place who all love similar things.
Yeah.
It's incredible. There's energy here. I've been doing this show for 20 years.
Yeah.
Give or take, like somewhere around that. And it has grown into this monster of a trade show.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
What was it like back when you had your own show and you were more on the content creator side of things?
Mm-hmm.
Experiencing expos and conventions and all of that versus now being on the business side of it as far as running a video platform and all that?
It's a really good question. So back when I was producing TV shows, and you know, obviously the funding for that comes from sponsorships. So I would come to these shows chasing money, right? Just like everybody else in the room.
Right.
Just, okay, where are the deals going to happen? Who wants to sponsor the show? What kind of, you know, partnerships can we form? And also educating myself on the things that were coming out, companies we should be looking at, you know, because I had a really legitimate, you know, business in that world on the production side for a long time. And now I've shifted over the past 5 or 6 years into more of a corporate role as the CEO. And, you know, I come to these shows and I maintain relationships. I work on my vision for the company. So I'm more just kind of taking a good look at what's going on, listening in on, you know, to conversations while I'm in meetings, understanding the, you know, the temperature of the industry, very strategically placing Carbon TV in good situations.
Mm-hmm.
An example of that would be we're the video streaming partner for the NSSF at SHOT Show.
Okay.
So every piece of video content that's produced by NSSF, I think there's 5 different types of content, you know, booth visits and interviews. They partner with Carbon TV and we stream that content for them in partnership because, you know, when they were working with YouTube, it just, you know, wasn't getting the traffic it deserved. And we love that partnership. So I'm coming here to maintain those relationships, to kind of look towards the future for the business and to, you know, really talk to people and get feedback to understand, you know, what we should be doing more of.
Right, right.
And then I also meet with a lot of our producer partners here, and I love that. I get to sit down with a lot of them at all the shows and get to
There's some
hear
cool
how they're doing.
People in this industry.
You know, it's full of the coolest people. I can't get over how lucky we are to get to work with these people.
Blessed.
Yeah, we are so blessed.
Yes, absolutely. So when it comes to, you know, being here at SHOT Show and, you know, Freedom Fest or firearms and hunting and like all this wonderful, amazing content and thoughts, we talked earlier about the power of speech. Yeah. Right. And, you know, once you put it out there, you can't pull it back. And the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is the freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And if we don't have that, we don't have anything. Right. I am a father to my three young boys. And if I only think in my head to myself, I love you, but I don't verbally speak it out loud right. to them, mm-hmm. they're going to go their entire lives being like, well, dad, my dad never told me he loved me.
Right.
Right. And it's, those words matter. Mm-hmm. Powerful. They carry substantial weight to them. Now, that's a small, like, caveat of the power of speech, but now we're facing a political climate that it seems like it's an uphill battle, but it's not an uphill battle. We just have to unite into a group that's going to promote what we truly love. Mm-hmm. And that helps when you have a platform such as Carbon TV to unite behind.
Right.
Talk about that.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I recognize is that, you know, earlier you mentioned, you know, back in the day when I was producing a show, and now I am so blessed to sit at the helm of a company that allows other people, hundreds and hundreds of people, to produce their shows and then give them a vehicle for distribution.
Yeah.
You know, that's important to me because everyone should have that voice without censorship within reason, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's legal and ethical, we're fully supportive. And, you know, I know that mainstream media and censorship is a real issue, and they are preventing people from putting their voices out there in a number of different ways.
Yes.
And so when we hear those stories and we get that feedback and people, you know, come to us, you know, with this story of, oh, I really had this great audience, but now I've been censored and I can't even get my messaging out and I wasn't saying anything wrong, you know, it really makes me feel like we have to do more. Mm. And, you know, that's part of that vision that I have for Carbon TV. And that's part of that, you know, our core values at the company is
right.
being in support and really truly being a family where we are enabling and empowering people to have those voices. And that goes across a wide spectrum. You know, that's not just 2A. That's not just the gun people. That's not just, that's everyone. That's people who, you know, maybe they just like fishing, right? But mm-hmm. I mean, you should be able to tell those stories to a wide range of people. I think it's really important for us to collectively remember that we all have a voice and we should be supportive of each other
yeah.
behind that.
Yeah. And Carbon TV supports the no censorship.
Yeah. We're privately owned. So, you know, you don't have to deal with, you know, what a lot of those mainstream media networks put people through. I say it in every interview, go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. And it could not be more true. And it gets more true every day,
uh-huh.
you know, and we really do celebrate, you know, the voices of the people we work with. And
yeah.
we try to get behind that 100%. And, I feel so blessed to be working with a company that enables that.
That's so cool. So, shout out to Carbon. I moved to the state of Texas a year and a half ago. Very grateful. I'm glad I did. Phenomenal decision for my family.
Yeah.
I joined a local Facebook group called Parker County Hunters because I live in Parker County, Texas. And I'm like, okay, well, I want to hunt Texas. I don't have a lease. I don't have any connections. Like, don't know anyone around. And I'm like, well, do I be that guy and introduce myself and promote my content at the same time, or do I would use the term sheepishly,
yeah.
like just be a dude within this Facebook group. And I was like, no, if I can't vote for myself, then why would anyone else vote for me? Right? Like I have
right.
to promote, if I don't promote myself, who will?
Yeah. Right?
So I get on this Facebook group and I'm like, hey, everybody, I'm Johnny Mack. I'm the host of Soul Seekers podcast and TV show on Carbon TV. Here's my website. I'm brand new to Texas. I want to get connected. One of the very first comments was from a taxidermist in that county. He was like, hey, I have your show running in my taxidermy shop right now. And I was like, no way.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wild.
Wild.
It's
so
wild.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you feel good. You know, like what you're putting out there really means something to people.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it's entertaining and like people, you know. What do you think about this idea and this push to hunt quietly or like go away from bringing cameras afield or?
So I believe that we're all natural storytellers, right? From the beginning of time, humans have been storytellers.
Yes.
Around campfires, in their little huts, you know, through all civilizations that we have record of, there have been stories that have been passed down. And we live in a time now where people are able to tell those stories through video content, and technology is incredible. It allows people to basically live vicariously as you're out doing something. And I think that if somebody has an argument that they don't want people to be out filming their adventures or their experiences, maybe they have a personal reason for feeling that way, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. We can't tell them not to feel that way.
Right.
But I don't hear very much of that. If anything, I hear, you know, people really feeling connected to other people through, you know, observing and through taking in that content. So I'm getting more of like a, yeah, this is so cool. Look at all the content that's available. No matter what you wanted to see or understand or learn about, there's something out there that's going to show you how to do that or what that's like.
Yeah. I love how you're always like glass half full.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're always half full. We're always reaching that
top.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, and I think everything in life comes down to what are your intentions. I really do believe that.
Okay.
And so if you go out in the field and you have your camera and your intention is to just capture this, you know, and share this with somebody you love, whether that's one person or a million people, you just want to capture it and share. That's your intention. And it's a positive intention. I think that's an incredible thing that you can go out and do that. Hmm. And if somebody doesn't like it, well, you have good intentions. So you have nothing to apologize for.
Right.
Yeah.
So this ties into the whole North America model of wildlife conservation, where you don't want to use animals for monetary gain, right? Because it's illegal to buy and sell wild game meat and all that.
Right.
A lot of the argument for not creating content and how Instagram has ruined hunting stems around the fact that a lot of people are doing it for monetary gain. You know, like an influencer is a job now. I remember being a middle school teacher. This was probably about 10 years ago, and I had an eighth grade student, just a total slug of a dude. Like, I hope he's living a better life now than what he was at that time. And at that time, this is before I even had a YouTube channel. And I looked at him and was like, dude, what do you want in life? Like, what's going to motivate you? He's like, I want to be a YouTuber. And I was like, a YouTuber? Are you kidding me? What is that? He's like, I want to, you know, have a career as having a YouTube channel. Now it's actually a reality.
It is.
Where, you know, a little kid can start a YouTube channel and it grows, and I don't know, it's out of this world.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
I hope he is a YouTuber, because somebody's going to inspire somebody to follow their dreams, you know?
Yeah.
I understand that people can raise a red flag over, you know, monetary gain using wildlife, but there are also systems in place where, you know, if you're out there filming for a TV show and you're going to gain monetarily from that, you have to have filming permits, right? So you actually have to pay for a permit to go out onto, you know, this land so that you can film and that you can document, because you are going to make money for it. Mm. So, you know, there are systems in place.
Now, some things have changed in regards to that, because a lot of that was based upon Hollywood and the fact that Hollywood would destroy a lot of the natural terrain of that, versus it's me and a buddy and we got a camera or even a cell phone for that matter.
Right.
And
but even a lot of the non-Hollywood, like the hunting shows, the ones that follow the rules still go get their filming permit.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of them that do. And depending on where that is, they can be pretty expensive, you know, depending on what it is and what type of permit.
And a lot of planning goes into that as well.
A lot. Yeah. And I think it's the responsible thing to do. You know, years ago, so many years ago, I was producing a show on the network, and I failed to get a filming permit that we needed for this particular episode. And that was part of my job as the producer of that show. And I actually had, I got a phone call from the DNR in that state, and they corrected me, and they were amazing. Like, that's what was so beautiful about the story is they said, hey, we know you were in town, we know you were filming, but we see you missed a permit. So we can actually file that paperwork, you know, retroactively. We'll, you know, we'll go ahead and clear it all up. And it was like $7. It wasn't like I did it because I didn't want to pay the money. I just honestly didn't know I needed this very specific thing. And, you know, I learned a lot from that. You know, if you're in communication with the local agencies and let them know, oh, hey, what do I need? How can I, you know, how can I be a good steward of the land? Like, what is it I'm supposed to be doing while I'm here filming in this area? And I know a lot of producers who do that. You know, they reach out proactively and say, okay, I want to make sure I've got all my ducks in a row, you know? And I think that those are the ones who, you know, are just doing it right. And I mean, it's not, I don't think it's a bad thing if they're making money off of filming wildlife, you know, in different areas. I think that that should be one of our rights.
Yeah. Here's a question, and I am going to get to the carbon concept, but I have some questions that have been stirring in my mind for a long time, and I'm not sure who I want to engage with in this conversation, because as building a brand and being a producer and a content creator, I walk a fine line of the reason why I even started it is because of these stickers right here on this table, the slogan of mentorship is conservation. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this because I want to be known or famous or, you know, any of that. Like, I really believe that hunting transforms lives, and the more people that get to experience it, the better they are. And when I look at Instagram and how people can make a living as a YouTuber or a social media influencer, or all these things, ultimately what I reflect upon is that everything in life is marketing.
Yeah.
Everything. The shoes I'm wearing, the pants, the toothpaste I use, the pillow I'm laying my head down on at night, everything comes down to marketing.
Yeah.
So at what point is like, okay, well, let's just go with it. Let's run with it and stop fighting upstream.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about that before?
Yeah. You know, we live in this world where, I mean, if you could just go through the ads that I'm served on Instagram, it's incredible how well they know me. It really is. It's impressive.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they have been stalking me, and they know exactly how to market to a person like me. And, you know, if I had the mindset of being opposed to that, or, oh, I don't want to watch TV because they're just going to try to influence me, you know, and well, okay, then don't watch TV or don't open Instagram. But you have to know that's the world we live in. And yeah, everything I have on right now, I'm sure I saw an ad for it at one point.
I mean, well, hey, you know, check this out. I know you're, you know, banjo is a huge part of your life.
Yeah.
I put these on today knowing I was going to record with you.
Oh, so you got dog socks on.
That's my dog right there on my socks.
Oh my gosh. That's so adorable.
Hickory came from a Facebook ad.
Yeah. You know, hey, I have banjo socks that Jana got me Christmas last year, and I wear them all the time. I'm surprised I don't have them on today. Yeah.
I can't believe you came without banjo on your socks.
I know. How dare I not bring him on my socks? Yeah.
Anyways,
but it's so true. And, you know, it is the world we live in. And I think that there are some people who are wildly opposed to that or who are fighting it. But what is the, you know, what happens if you swim against that current? What are you just going to, you know, completely remove yourself from society, or I don't know. Yeah,
not enough people have gone that direction.
Yeah.
You know, like, you've ever been in a swimming pool? I was a high school football coach, so we always did stuff like spring training or fall training camps where, all right, get the whole team in the pool, and we do this giant whirlpool. We're like, all right, everybody start running in a circle, and the water starts going, and power in numbers. If you get a lot of people going in the same direction, it doesn't matter if the current's going one way or the other, you're going to be able to change the tide.
Yeah.
I don't know. Random thoughts with Johnny Mack.
I know, right? I feel like we should just collect all of your random thoughts over the years and do like just one podcast of all the random thoughts. It would be your. It would be the biggest hit for sure. Oh, just well, random thoughts with Johnny.
My wife would probably think not so, not so much, but
probably.
She's like, you're telling yourself a story in your head once again, but you're not communicating it to me. So, anyways, okay, so. When I'm always an advocate for Carbon TV. Why? Because I have a show on there, and at the same time, I believe in it. So everywhere I go, I'm spreading the gospel of Carbon TV. And they're like, oh, I haven't heard of Carbon TV. And they're like, what is it? And I was like, I tell them it's a similar to Netflix, but for fishing and hunting in the outdoors and absolutely free.
Yeah.
How do you promote it? What's your like elevator
pitch? What's my elevator pitch?
Yeah.
I'm good at my elevator pitch. And it's interesting. So for a while I was saying it's like Netflix and YouTube had a baby outside. You know, that was kind of like my little okay, this is a good way to explain it because people usually know those two companies, but it's all happening outdoors, all of the content that we have. So I always explain Carbon as the largest video distribution company for outdoor content.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hunting, fishing, but also other verticals like agriculture, aviation, survival, overland, cooking. So all of this content, anything that happens in the outdoors, we have this massive library of all of those shows,
right,
including documentaries, short films, live cameras, and like all of these other things. So it is hard to explain it,
right,
but it's always free. And that's what makes it so special.
And it's always on.
It's always on and always free. Wild and free. As I think they just came up with that new tagline for some of our stuff. So wild and free. And, you know, that is really cool. People don't have to pay a subscription to watch it. You don't even have to log in. You can just start streaming it for free anywhere. So that's important for people to know, you know, because I know there's some other ones out there where you have to pay a monthly fee and people don't want to do that. And I don't blame them. I don't either.
No, I'm more like inflation's killing me right now. Yeah. What can we cancel?
Right.
But to have something that's free and entertaining to watch.
Mm-hmm. And everywhere. Yeah.
So, and everywhere.
Yeah. One of my major goals over the past few years with the company has been distribution. And, you know, we've done a really good job of that. I'm so blessed to have smart people working with me. And, you know, my dream was to have Carbon everywhere, that it doesn't matter what device or where somebody's watching any type of content, that you could access Carbon TV for free. And so one of the biggest deals that I think the biggest moves or biggest successes that we've made in recent years, this past year, we did a deal with Vizio, the TV company. I think they're number 3 or 5 market share in the world, right? They sell 20 million TVs out of Walmart every year. Like, it's insane. And so we did a deal with Vizio. So anyone who owns a Vizio television that was manufactured after 2016, Carbon TV is now in that software. They don't even have to download an app. We're just preloaded, pre-built in. So when you turn that TV on, Carbon TV is right there available.
Interesting.
That was one of my proudest moments professionally. Just like, yes, my guys did it.
You're leaving your mark.
Yeah, my guys did it. And we're also LG TV, Samsung TVs. So, you know, anyone who's watching like on a TV in their living room, we want to make sure they have access, not just, you know, some people think, oh, I have to be on my smartphone or my device or tablet. And that's just not true. You know, it's Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, like everywhere.
They just have to have their TV connected to the internet.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So is saying a smart TV even a thing anymore? Is it just a TV?
I think they're all smart.
Yeah.
They're all pretty highly intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what is Carbon TV right now? You can go to the app.
Yeah.
Both iOS and Android, which when I started with Carbon, you guys didn't have an Apple TV app.
Oh, we didn't.
No,
oh.
I'm an Apple person.
Yeah. Like, so we're on Apple TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which that blew me away. I'm like, come on now, about time. Let's go. But that's how I actually watch most of it.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love your feedback on that. I'm always curious, you know, how people are experiencing it on the different platforms. I use Roku. That's a really popular one to watch. So like when I'm in my office, I have a Roku set up and that's how I watch it. So I know how that one works pretty well.
I was on a road trip this was two summers ago, and we stayed at a KOA campground.
I love KOAs.
And at the little playground area there in their arcade, they had a TV in it, and they had a Roku attached to it.
Oh.
And I was like, I wonder if they have the Carbon TV app downloaded, and they didn't.
Oh.
So I downloaded it for
them.
Good
job.
And
thank you.
And I put on Soul Seekers, and other people came in, and they started watching that show, and I'm like, this isn't bad, is it?
That's
and they
so
kind of look, and all of a sudden they were like, wait, is that you?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It reminds most of my friends are very similar to each other.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of find the qualities. So Jana, who obviously is a close friend of yours too, she the other day she lives in Utah, and she was in her local, you go get your oil changed,
right.
You know, you take your truck in, whatever. And the guy had his TV. He had a Vizio TV.
Yeah.
And she, I mean, you know Jana.
Yes.
You know. I love her so much. She walks in and she's like, oh, do you mind if I mess with you? And she puts Carbon TV on.
Yes.
And I was like, now you just need to go do that at every location
right.
of every place in your entire town. And that would be amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Every like, doctor's
go manually
office,
put them
every
in
dentist.
There.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you guys don't have that.
Oh,
bing.
Yeah.
Bing.
There it goes. Yeah.
Spread the gospel
but
of Carbon TV.
That's what makes me happy is, you know, when our producers love us that much, that they are grassroots efforts out there, like
right.
showing people how to do it. I've started, like when I give a speech at different events, I'll actually have everyone in the crowd pull their phones out and download the app.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like just, I mean, there's no better time. I'll help walk you through
okay.
it if you
so
don't know.
So I just gave a bear seminar at Dallas Safari Club.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, the people in the audience were a lot older than I expected.
Oh, really?
Blew me away. Because
yeah.
I'm talking about Western big game black bear hunting, not, you know,
right.
Alberta sitting in a stand, just, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, how many of you have heard? I always start. How many of you have heard of Carbon TV? Raise your hand. Not many hands went
oh,
up.
Oh, really?
But now I'm going to, because I got two seminars coming up mm-hmm. in Salt Lake City. I'm going to be like, all right, if you don't have Carbon downloaded on your phone, download it right now.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Yeah. I last year gave a speech at an SCI event, and it was also an older crowd. And I actually went around to all the tables in the room and helped them get the, like after I got done talking.
Yes.
And because, you know, it can be confusing. I understand an older generation, like it's not something they normally do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm out there just, pull out your phone. Let's do it. Let's
yeah.
put it on there. So.
What's the percentage of people that you interact with that know what it is?
Okay, so it's funny you ask. I just had this conversation because I was at Sheep Show just before I came here to SHOT Show. And normally over the years, I would say it's like 50-50 because most people I'm talking to are aware of what I do, who you know, what we're doing. But then there's a lot of people who randomly I talk to and they're like, what's Carbon TV? I haven't heard of that, which is crazy to me. You know, like that's a problem that needs to be solved, which is why I'm on a mission to do that. But at Sheep Show this year, I did not have one person say they didn't know what it was.
Awesome.
Yeah. It made me very happy. I was, when I left there and I was, you know, coming here, I was like, okay, that felt really good. I feel like we're really getting that messaging out. Yeah. So nobody didn't know what it was.
Progress is being made.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Makes me very happy.
Pretty soon in Times Square on that giant billboard, it'd be like, download Carbon TV.
Right. Wouldn't that be something?
When are you going to put your old shows up on Carbon?
My old shows? Oh, probably never.
Have you ever been asked that before?
Yeah. You know, honestly, I don't even know how to access them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't. I have like 10 or 15 years of TV shows that I've done. I wouldn't even know where they are. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I'd probably be mortified at this point, you know, like, you know, when you go back and watch stuff you did like 10 years ago and you're
yes.
like, what
yes.
was I doing? Like what, who am I?
Yeah.
Even
when I took third place in the 2021 Badlands Film Fest.
Oh yeah.
I was like, dude, this is awesome. And I have gone back since and watched it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I mean, the storyline is awesome.
Right.
But it could have been done a lot better.
Right. That's how I feel when I see any of my old stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
People, they're just very friendly and never told me how ridiculous I was.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So what is a fast channel?
Okay. A fast channel is free ad-supported television. So
free ad-supported television.
Right.
Okay.
So there are ads, and it's free. So an example would be Like Local Now is a big one. They're owned by the Weather Group. And there's just hundreds and hundreds of channels that are specific to a genre or a type of content.
Yeah.
And it's free. You can just, you know, go on your TV if it's connected to the internet, and it, it has an EPG, typically an electronic programming guide.
Yep.
So you can see, it looks a lot like linear or cable television. So you go through and you can see, you know, what's playing. And then when you click on it, it is just 24/7 that channel. Yeah.
Okay.
And so we have a fast channel at Carbon, and it's 24/7. We have somebody who does that programming schedule, so we can do marathons. It can be specific types of content, very, you know, programmed in there. Jana has a fast channel with all of her content from the last 15 years on one. So she has her own channel, and it's on, I think, 31 platforms.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a really cool... hard to explain, but different type of the business, different section.
It's really interesting. So it's been probably 6 years since I had a cable subscription. I just actually cut YouTube TV out because I'm like, I'm not paying for that. They started raising prices, all this. But these fast channels are now, it's just standard. As long as you have internet, people have access to television because it's through the advertisements that are paying for the channel to be active.
Right. So, yes, exactly. So the difference is if you look at a fast channel and you look at like VOD, which is what most people know Carbon TV as, VOD, you're choosing what you want to watch in that moment. Fast channel is a programmed schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, it's kind of like the old cable TV or linear days where you just, oh, it's 7 p.m. That show's on. That's what I'm going to watch. So just a different type of experience, but the same type of content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you don't have to pay for.
Correct. Yeah. Totally free.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. What else do you feel like people need to know about Carbon? Or what's in store for the future as we wrap this up here pretty soon?
Yeah, you know, obviously for anybody who hasn't gone on there in a while and checked out, you know, we have a lot of new content. I think we add 40 or 50 new shows a year, which is crazy and amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're adding a lot of new types of content. So even if you maybe, you know, you love hunting shows or you love fishing shows, well, there's also probably a lot of other types of content on there that people would love. So I encourage everyone to go just look at all of the cool stuff that people are doing.
Yeah.
And also to be supportive. Like, you know, if you're on there watching content and you love it, go follow them on Instagram or on Facebook. You know, really be supportive of those producers. Some of what I'm hearing lately from our producers is they want more feedback from the viewers. They want, you know, we want to know if people are loving what we're doing. We want to know. So, you know, I think that Carbon TV has really created a community in that way where, you know, the viewers, the producers, our company, it's all kind of this movement of, you know, people out there doing what they love to do and us being in support of that. So, yeah, I encourage everyone to go check out Carbon, no matter where you're watching, you know, doesn't matter what device you've got, we're on it.
Yes.
So go, you know, everyone go check it out. And it's something I'm really proud of, obviously. And for the coming year, we're going to keep adding more shows. We're going to keep updating the user experience. So things might look a little different in the coming months.
Beautiful.
You know, yeah, new features. We're constantly updating for new features and a better user experience. So
awesome.
It's exciting times.
How much hunting do you do anymore?
A lot. I just do it privately. You know, I lived this such a public life for so long and I had to publicize every move I made. And now I actually still hunt a lot. I'm in the field quite often.
Uh-huh.
I just am very quiet about it. Not because I think people shouldn't know or that I'm ashamed of it. It's just, you know, I my lifestyle is unique, you know, in what I'm doing with this company. And that's kind of my solace. You know, that's my kind of my time for me to go out in the field and to not be obligated to, you know, to tell that story if I don't want to. I think because I had to for some
time. Right.
But yeah, I still hunt a lot. I had a great season. My freezer has a lot of meat in it. So
sweet.
Very happy.
Love it.
Yeah.
What hunts are you doing this year?
So I definitely have a bear hunt planned with Autumn. We're going in May or June. I don't know the dates. Probably a couple deer hunts, probably an elk hunt. Oh, I definitely have one elk hunt booked. Jana and I are doing a hunt with Folds of Honor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's exciting. They're auctioning that off at Expo this year. So definitely have that one. Yeah, it should be another good year.
When you're going on your hunts, you prefer rifle or bow?
I still prefer archery, but because of time constraints, I've started hunting more with a rifle. I took an elk this year. I actually did that depredation hunt in Arizona, uh-huh. and it's any weapon. So I got a velvet bull, which was amazing.
That was awesome,
it was
by
so
the way.
Cool. And I shot him with a rifle, and it was just as good of an experience for me because, you know, it was really important to me to come home with meat, to have a great time, you know, with the people I was there with. And it kind of just took the pressure off. I could have probably tried it with a bow, but I'm not in this for an ego, you know?
Uh-huh.
But there are other times, like, I love archery mule deer hunting. It's one of my top things in the world to do.
Right.
So a little bit of both, depending on how much time I can devote to it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time where you felt like you weren't a good enough hunter to...
I still feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, I do. And I've been doing this for 20 years professionally. Not a professional hunter, but in the industry where people assume that you're really good at things when you probably aren't.
Uh-huh.
But there's that assumption that if you're a professional in this industry, you're like, oh, she must know what she's doing. But, you know, I stand by the statement that I've made for years and years on that is I did not build my career in this industry by filling a bunch of tags and shooting big animals.
Yeah.
I built my career on telling great stories and allowing other people to come on those journeys with me through production value. And I'm really proud of that. I'm definitely not known as like one of the great hunters of my time. Like you're not going to see me nominated for any great hunter awards. I'll tell you that. But I have so much fun in the field, and I still like I'll go volunteer as a camera mm-hmm. person or to help. You know, at some of the different outfits, I'll go help volunteer to cape out a bunch of elk for people because like that's where my joy comes from. That's cool. Like that's what I really love the most.
I love that. Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm a great hunter, but it means that I am a great outdoors woman who yeah. loves being outside.
Well, you know what I was always told by my father? He said, you don't have to be great to start. You just mm-hmm. got to start to be great.
That's so true.
It's that first one.
It's so
one.
True. We should always encourage, you know, young people or people just getting into the outdoors. You know, and also there's something to be said about that transparency, you know, and that's why I find it really important to say that in all my interviews is, you know, if you just follow me on Instagram, yeah, you'll see some pictures of me with some successful, you know, hunts on there. But I've never tried to like present this story of, oh, I know I'm so amazing at, you know,
right,
at getting,
right.
you know, filling tags. It's just not true. But man, I'm amazing at having a good time while I'm out in the field.
I love it. Yes, you are. Well, for the sake of your time, I want to say thank you so much for coming, sitting down, recording this episode. It's long overdue. Every time I get to chat with you is an absolute pleasure. Thank
Same
you.
Same here. Thank you for having me on. I know yeah. we need to do this more often.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Thank you for following along on the journey of Soul Seekers and being a part of Soul Seekers Nation. Go check out season 4 that's going to be dropping here in the month of March on Carbon TV. And go check out the podcast. Go, you know, spread the gospel of Carbon because... having a censorship-free platform to share what we love to do is going to be one of the greatest legacies that you can give to the next generation, this world that we leave behind. Remember that mentorship is conservation, and you can never outgive good, as hunting has the power to transform lives through primal adventure. For Julie McQueen and Johnny Mack, be blessed, everybody. Freedom on. And as always, stay soulful.
If you enjoyed today's podcast and want to support the show, you can always like, share, subscribe, and leave a rating as it helps us share our mission of mentorship is conservation. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of Soul Seekers Nation as we transform lives through primal adventure. If you want to get more connected with the podcast, check out the Soul Seekers Nation Facebook group as I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. So stay tuned and stay soulful.